Sportsline.com is the site. Alan, thank you again, and welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, so earlier, Lee Sterling, our weekly visit with Lee, he gave us his picks. And by the way, in case you missed him, or if you need his help, go to Paramount Sports and ParamountSports.com. The number 800-400-9741. That's 800-400-9741. All right, so far this year, we've had 5 weeks of picks. And of these selections, we've been on the same side going into this week 12 times. Our winning percentage is 75% when all three of us agree with the outcome of a game against the spread. We're 9-3 on the year. We win every time we're like this. Like last week, we took 2 out of 3, so you still get paid, right? So I bring it up because guess what? Of the 5 games of this week, we're all over the place. There's only one that we all three agree upon, and that's the Pittsburgh Steelers giving the Cleveland Browns the 3.5. My gut tells me that just like last week with the contest with the Eagles, you're going to have to suffer through late into the fourth quarter to prevail. But I think Pittsburgh pulls it out and gets that extra score that we all need to push Pittsburgh into the winning zone.
I like it. I would like to have a little bit less than that hook on there, but you know what? I'm happy that, you know, the three of us are having success because obviously you're really good at this. Lee is a tremendous professional at what he does. So I like it, you know, when we're all, you know, hammering on one that we're hitting, you know, around 75%. Yeah, I'm with you. With Pittsburgh, like, it's going to be like that all year long, you know, because this team is arguably, you know, statistically the best defense in the NFL, and Cleveland's right there with them. So we're probably going to have a pretty tight game.
And it's not just, by the way, the stats. I mean, your eyes tell you that when you watch Pittsburgh on defense.
Yeah, you're right. Like, they're just a tremendously well-coached football team that has athletic players out there. But, yeah, I mean, you know, with that, you know, they're not the Pittsburgh Steelers of, you know, 2007, 2008, right? Like, they're not blowing teams out per se. So it's going to be a tight one, you know, pretty much all year round. But I just feel Pittsburgh in this one. Cleveland's obviously got some injury issues, especially in the secondary. So, yeah, I'm riding with Pittsburgh. I would feel much more comfortable at 3 than 3.5, but I got faith in them. I think they're going to pull it out.
Hey, by the way, you and I are on the same side with Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers going on the road to get this victory against Tampa Bay. Lee went the other direction with this one. You know, what were you seeing? He basically said if this game was played last week, he would go with Green Bay on this one. And so, you know, to me, I just think it's, you know, Aaron Rodgers, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, yeah, I know I got the Super Bowl ring and all that, but you probably get sick and tired of, when you think about the great quarterbacks while you've been playing and you're not the first name or second name or even the third name mentioned, and any chance and opportunity, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you like to at least show the NFL world, hey, I'm still here. And I think this is one of these opportunities for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he absolutely lives up when it's prime time. Like, the guy shows out. And you know, when we're looking at a line, I think the line is, what, Green Bay 1?
Yeah.
I think they're favored by 1? Yeah. So with a line like that, I'm just looking at who's going to win the game.
Absolutely.
And I like what Tom Brady and the Bucs are doing. I think they're much better than I kind of thought that they would be this offseason. But Green Bay is just a better team. Now, Tampa Bay can win for sure. There's a reason why this line is so tight. But these are one of those games where I try not to overthink it. Do I think Green Bay is the better team? Yes. Am I looking at it 1 point? Yes. Boom, give me the Packers. I'm riding with them.
You know, interestingly enough, Lee's on my side as far as Tennessee-Houston. We're opposite you. What are you seeing? Because all this week, you know, I've been hearing, you know, just how, oh, this is such a mismatch. Houston has no chance. And it's like, what are you seeing that I'm not seeing here? Yeah, they've had some issues inside that locker room. Now it's cleared up with no more Bill O'Brien. But this is a very good Houston team. And, you know, to me, one of the things that still is a problem for me as far as with the Tennessee Titans, especially on defense, is the fact they haven't replaced Jarrell Casey. And I think that that's quite noticeable, especially when you think about how bad the Titans have been as far as with their rush defense. I really believe this game comes down to Derrick Henry, what kind of success he can have on Sunday compared to the success and what type of success David Johnson can have on Sunday for the Texans.
Yeah, so I don't disagree with that. Now, when I look at this game and, you know, looking at it all week, so you look at, you know, what Tennessee's going up against, you know, exactly what you just said with that. And two, it's an extremely short week for Tennessee coming off what was probably a pretty emotional game.
Right.
So that's you know, I'm going to put that in a negative checkbox, you know, in Tennessee's, you know, area. However, when looking at Houston, right, like they had their big emotional up last week of playing that game without Bill O'Brien. I don't see that lasting more than a week. Like, they're going to be, you know, happy, excited for sure, but it's back to real life, and it's back to who this team is. And I've watched this team. They're you know, obviously, Deshaun Watson can play. He's arguably the best quarterback in the division, although it'd be tough to take, you know, take Ryan Tannehill out of that. But what I'm saying is that they have issues offensively in terms of scoring, not only with field goals, but they have issues with getting touchdowns in. And you know, it's almost like they play two different games between the 20s and outside the 20s. And I think with Tennessee's defense, while, yes, you are correct, there are some, you know, issues in the defensive line of getting everybody back, et cetera, things like that. You know, what we've seen out of this red zone defense with Tennessee is pretty strong. And with Tennessee's offense scoring touchdowns at, what, I think a little above 80% in the red zone, that's what I look at, and I just think that Tennessee's a better team. But it's going to be tight because it's both teams coming off a pretty emotional win on both sides. But, again, I'm going to ride with Tennessee only because they're at home. I think it gives them a much-needed, you know, kind of advantage that they don't have to travel on the road this week.
Here's the other part, too. And, you know, the law of averages catches up with you. The law of averages working against the Titans so far when you look at the turnover margin. I mean, the fact that the Titans have only gave the ball up once in four games, and the fact that you have a Houston Texans team that comes into this ball game and they have yet to intercept a pass. I mean, I go back, you know, Ryan Tannehill, you know, with getting the team into the end zone, especially in the last two games, is, I mean, you know, 8 for 8. If you're inside the red zone, you're scoring touchdowns. That's remarkable over the last two contests. But you know as well as I do, if you've watched every game and every play with Ryan Tannehill, very fortunate that he doesn't have 3, 4, 5 interceptions because the defenders have dropped balls in their hands. And so to me, that number is going to catch up because right now the Tennessee Titans lead the league as far as the turnover differential. They have 9 takeaways. They've only given the ball up once and with a +8, number one in the NFL. But it's not because they've been flawless. It's also been because the fact defenders haven't done their job on the other side.
Yep, I agree with you on that. And I think it was, gosh, I think me and you were talking about this. This might have been 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something. And it was like the Titans defense, you know, had forced 8 fumbles or something like that, and they'd recovered all 8. And it's like that number does not stick around. Like the law of averages, it's going to come back. So I agree with you in that. And also, let's look at that Buffalo game. I think the Titans had, what, maybe one touchdown drive that was over 65, 70 yards. Like, I mean, they just stayed in Buffalo's, you know, side of the field.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Night. Yeah. So I agree with you on that, too. Like, it's not, you can't count on that type of game. And I'm not counting Tennessee out of it, but I'm agreeing with you in the sense that, you know, what we saw against Buffalo, like, that, don't count on that happening. Like, that's not going to be, you know, the factor. And it's a division game, too, which always means it's generally going to be tighter than you think, less scoring than you think. It's going to be a good one. We should have a good one on Sunday.
I mean, plus Houston, Deshaun Watson still has weapons. You know, Brandon Cooks, Will Fuller, Randall Cobb. So he still has weapons on his side of the ball and the offensive side of things.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, looking at this team, you know, we've only been through – what, 5 weeks? We're going into week 6, you know, of the NFL season. Like, it is still early, and I know that their record isn't obviously good, and their head coach and general manager are obviously now gone. But, you know, this team is getting better, you know, week by week, right? So it's like all it takes is that one Sunday of all those talented players to kind of just put it together, get some breaks, a la what Tennessee did against Buffalo. You give up one or two of those, that's 10, 14 points. In the NFL, that's ball game. You know, so I agree with you. It's going to be a tie with
sure. And look, I'm not saying this to, like, rain on the Titans parade. It's almost one of these things where everybody needs to come back down to earth because it's not helping the team with all these folks just Because to me, Tuesday night was, you know, it was great the way the Titans played, but give full credit. Josh Allen did not show up. We did not see the Josh Allen of the first few weeks of this season for the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, no, not at all. And, I mean, let's be honest, we were all watching that game. Tennessee's, you know, pass rush was non-existent.
Absolutely.
Like, that was the most surprising thing. Like, when we saw that for, like, the first quarter, I was like, Josh Allen is going to eat this defense alive. You know, and it was just, they just kept making, you know, just kept making play after play after play. And it generally just doesn't work out that way. And going to what you're saying, like, you're not raining on the team whatsoever, because I guarantee you there's one other person in Nashville that is speaking exactly the same way you are, and I can tell you who it is, Mike Vrabel. I guarantee he's saying the exact same thing, saying, look, good win, boys. That was a good win. We got it. Do not count on that type of game next week. There are a lot of things that we need to correct and be on top of. So, yeah, you're not being negative at all. That's just honest truth.
You know, it's interesting. There's one game probably under the radar on Sunday. It's one of the early starts, Carolina hosting Chicago. How about the fact the Bears are 4-1, and here's Carolina, Teddy Bridgewater and company, 3-2. You know, if Carolina can get a win, I mean, the fact that both of these teams after this game could still have 4 wins through the first 6 weeks, that's a surprising part of it. And to me, I like Carolina to win the game. So I think that's exactly what we'll be talking about on Monday, is the fact that both of these teams through 6 games are both 4-2.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you. You know, I think it's going to be extremely tight of a game. And how weird is it, you know, that Carolina, ever since Christian McCaffrey went down, they're 3-0. They haven't lost. And I'm not saying that as some, you know, negative about Christian McCaffrey. Not at all. He's one of the best players in the NFL. But what I think it's done for Carolina is that it's opened up and forced the passing game and let Joe Brady and Teddy Bridgewater really open that thing up, so that when Christian McCaffrey does come back, you're going to have both, you know, kind of facets of that offense, and it's really going to weirdly help them out. Teddy Bridgewater's playing excellent football right now. I'm interested to see what the Bears look like, you know, with Nick Foles. Can they put together a full game? Because, you know, their defense is going to show up. They've got a top 5, top 6, top 7 defense, but their offense is going to have to put points up for sure. So I think it's going to be a tight one. I can't wait to see who wins. But, yeah, I mean, surprised that both of those teams are where they are. And good for them, man. Like, I'm happy for Matt Rhule. Like, he is doing his thing in Carolina, and it's fun to watch.
If you're the New York Giants and you're hoping for Trevor Lawrence, this is not a good weekend for you as you host Washington. So most likely you're going to get your first win of the year. The other part is the fact that, you know, now the Falcons have moved on from their GM and their head coach, and it looks like they could be certainly entertaining the possibility of moving on from Matt Ryan, but they're still in the sweepstakes. They're 0-5, and oh, last time I checked, South Carolina very close to Atlanta as far, or not South Carolina, but yeah, well, the state is, but Clemson, yeah, very close to the city of Atlanta. But then the New York Jets, it's like, okay, we'll show you. Let's just see. Oh, I know. Let's get rid of Le'Veon Bell this week. I bring that up. I mean, from your standpoint, what makes the most sense for Trevor Lawrence in one of these three teams?
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent question. So if we look at those three, like, I don't think the Giants are going to be into play, even if they had the top pick. I think they would look more to the trade. Because I think they believe in Daniel Jones. They just have to get more pieces and just get better around him. The Jets, obviously, would be a team that would be interested in him, because you're going to have a brand-new head coach, see what they could get for Sam Darnold on the open market. I don't think it would be too terribly much. But Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona kind of already laid that blueprint out. Like, it's okay to go after the quarterback that you want, right? And then you look at Atlanta. Like, Atlanta's the most interesting aspect, because – obviously, you're going to be looking for a new GM and a new head coach. But with Atlanta, you know, they're different than the Jets and the Giants. Like, they're a good team. They've got to fix themselves defensively. But offensively, it hasn't really been the problem. They've put up points, but you have to figure out, who's our quarterback going to be for the future? Who are we keeping? Like, who are our core pieces? Who are we getting rid of? You know, what do you do with Julio Jones? You know, do you make him a trade factor? That part is what's fascinating to me, because that's the biggest decision out of all of them. It's easy to play the Jets part. Yeah, we go get the kid. But with the Falcons, you actually have big pieces that you could keep or trade away. Somebody's going to have some big decisions to make right out of the gate when they get that job.
Before we let you go, quickly, let everybody know again what they can expect with Sportsline.com.
Yeah, definitely. So whatever sport you're into, baseball, playoffs, college football, NFL, We're breaking everything down, you know, from a graded wager perspective, data, analytics, you name it. So, yeah, go to sportsbet.com, click around, check it out, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Hey, we appreciate you. Plus, if you're not doing so, you can keep up with Alan on Twitter at Alan. That's A-L-L-A-M Bell 247. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
You too, buddy. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you. Coming up.